From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Supporters of an initiative to inject millions of dollars into Idaho schools say they have enough signatures to qualify for the November ballot. Luke Mayville directs Reclaim Idaho. It is the nonprofit behind the Quality Education Act. And he spoke with Boise State Public Radio's All Things Considered host, Troy Oppie, about the initiative after the signature gathering deadline this weekend. Let's take a listen back to that conversation.
All right, let's start with some of the numbers. How many signatures were ultimately gathered during the process, and how many legislative districts were you able to qualify as part of this effort?
We needed to submit about 65,000 valid signatures. We are submitting nearly 97,000 signatures. We estimate that at least 70,000 of the signatures we're submitting will be counted as valid. And when it comes to the requirement of submitting signatures from 18 different districts and 6% of the voters in those districts, we are turning in enough signatures to qualify 20 of the districts. So 18 plus an additional two districts. So that all together, we feel very confident that this initiative is going to make it on the November ballot.
For folks who don't necessarily know, just break down why you're expecting to lose several thousand signatures through the review process conducted by the county clerks and then the Secretary of State's office.
Well, we estimate that anywhere from 25% to 30% of our signatures will be counted as invalid because, the person who signed might not be registered to vote. They might have written their name not quite legibly. They might have written down a different address than the address where they're registered. So there are a number of different reasons why a person's signature can be counted as invalid.
So I guess if somebody who signed the petition along the way is hearing this and they've just moved and they haven't updated their voter registration yet, they should go do that now if they want their signature to be counted. Is that fair?
Yes, there's still a chance that if you update your voter registration to your new address, your signature might count as valid. It's just generally a good thing to do anyway.
So how did the results of this signature gathering process match up to what your expectations were going in?
Well, we faced some big headwinds, some major challenges early on. When we started, we were still in the height of the pandemic. The Idaho legislature was actively trying to restrict the initiative process and make it nearly impossible for initiatives to make it on the ballot. We dealt with some really rough weather, especially in the summer when we first started. But so many volunteers got involved and so many people took on leadership in their communities all over the state that we just got stronger and stronger as the months went on to the point where in this final month of April, we were able to collect over 20,000 signatures. We were collecting almost 800 signatures every single day.
For those who don't know, briefly explain what you are trying to get on the ballot.
We are putting the Quality Education Act on the ballot. This is an initiative that would increase funding for Idaho public schools by over $300 million a year because Idaho is currently dead last out of 50 states in funding for education. The average Idaho teacher salary is thousands less than the average salary, even in Wyoming, and up to $15,000 less than the average salary in Oregon or Washington. Support staff like teachers, aides, people who are helping our kids catch up on reading are sometimes getting paid poverty wages, $11 an hour. Kids are not getting access to stable programs around the state. That's all these things are what it means to be dead last out of 50 states in funding for education. And we want to do something about that. And that's why we're working so hard to put the Quality Education Act on the ballot.
And this effort would be paid for with a new tax bracket on individuals with $250,000 or more income a year, $500,000 in household income, as well as a return of the corporate tax rate to 8%. Are those numbers correct?
That's all correct. It's very important that people understand that even those who make over $250,000 a year, they will not pay new taxes on their first $250,000. They'll only pay new taxes on the amount they make above $250,000 or $500,000 for a married couple. And when it comes to the corporate tax rate, it's very important for people to understand that that mainly applies to large companies. It does not apply to your typical small business.
What sort of feedback did your signature gathering volunteers get on this initiative idea during the process?
We found that all around the state, no matter what party people belong to, no matter whether they lived in a small town or a suburb or a city, more funding for education is a no-brainer to people. People understand that our schools need more funding, that our teachers and our support staff deserve to be paid fairly. And most of all, there's just a widespread belief that our kids deserve access to a quality education, no matter where they live.
And were there areas where it was harder to get signatures, where there maybe wasn't as much support for this idea?
We generally did not find that there were any areas in the state where it was all that challenging to get signatures. It's hard work to go out there and get signatures anywhere. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you go out and knock doors, for example, and you go out for generally a 2-hour shift, and you might have only 25% of the people's doors you knock will even open the door. And then sometimes when people open, they're just too busy to talk. It's not that they don't care about the initiative. It's just that they're too busy to talk. So sometimes you'll come away from 2 hours and only get, you know, 6 signatures. So it's challenging it can be very challenging to collect signatures. But we did not find that there were any parts of the state where it was uniquely challenging. We found that no matter where we went, there were many people who were eager to sign this initiative.
And as hard as that work maybe was with the headwinds that the signature gathering effort faced, it seems safe to say that the real work probably begins now until Election Day in November. What sort of efforts are you planning to educate voters on this initiative?
Well, I will just say that what we've already accomplished is just a tremendous accomplishment. We do think of it as probably equally as difficult as what lies ahead, but you're right that the next phase is also very difficult. What we have to do is keep on building a broad coalition of supporters for this initiative. We've got to build a really strong campaign capable of communicating our message to the voters of Idaho. That's going to include, you know, going out, holding events. It's going to include advertisements. It's really importantly, it's going to include hundreds and maybe thousands of volunteers going out and speaking face to face with their neighbors about this initiative. In the big picture, we strongly believe that if we can inform the voters of Idaho about what this initiative is and the positive impact it will have on their communities, we will win in November.
Luke Mayville is director of Reclaim Idaho, currently sponsoring an effort to get a ballot initiative on to the November ballot across the state of Idaho that would add funding to the state's public education system. Luke, thanks for a few minutes. Briefly before you go, your work starts immediately. The county clerks have 60 days to evaluate the signatures, and then an evaluation process is taken up by the Secretary of State's office, and it'll be sometime this summer before we know that all those I's and T's are taken care of and everybody's signed off, and this will appear on the ballot. Is that the timeline?
That's right. By about mid-July, we expect the Secretary of State to assign a place on the ballot for the Quality Education Act, and we anticipate that it will be Proposition 1.
That's Reclaim Idaho director and co-founder Luke Mayville with our All Things Considered host, Roy Oppy. Up next, we look at a new way to raise beef and get it to market.